This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have one of the wild card series requiring a game three, a do or die, win or you're on early winter vacation, all of that in one game on Thursday. Mets and Brewers. So that'll be fun. Looking forward to it. However, that's the only one. Other three series are done, and we're looking ahead now to Saturday's start for the division series. Just like that, we're on into the big dogs, the teams that had the byes. Interesting, though, to think about how the time off might affect them. Different theories on how Cleveland, Philadelphia, the Yankees, and the Dodgers will come out of the gate on Saturday. So all four division series will begin play on Saturday. And we're just waiting on one. We're waiting on either the Mets to take on the Phillies. Oh, my. Be another one of those divisional battles. And right now, potentially three of the four could end up being intra-division battles, with the Guardians hosting the Tigers, with the Royals and Yankees being the other American League series, but that one's not division. Then you've got Padres and Dodgers, and we could end up with Mets and Phillies, or we could end up with the Brewers and the Phillies. So we'll see. It's been a back and forth affair so far in Milwaukee, and they'll have to settle it coming up on Thursday. So I guess if nothing else, we've got just the one game along with Thursday Night Football that will allow us to focus and soak in all of the drama. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We specialize in drama. That game, by the way, will be at 6 p.m. Milwaukee time, 4 p.m. for those of you on the West Coast listening now to After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks for tuning in. Our guest is going to join us from the West Coast. He's an hour from now. Not only do we have the upcoming division series to talk about with some really cool stories, but I need to know how you all feel about this three-game format. It's now year number three with just, I think it's three total games that we've had in winner-take-all fashion. For the most part, the series end early. They end in two. Not that we didn't get plenty of noteworthy moments, highlight reel moments from the series, but it feels a little flat. Wah, wah, wah. If we don't end up with at least some type of winner take all action. We really didn't get a lot of that at all in the playoffs in 2023, but definitely did not get any wild card series going the distance. So at least there's one. Would you rather watch that game? And actually, it starts an hour earlier than the football game. So I have to go back and forth once we get about the fourth inning or so. Love to hear from you at A Law Radio Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Looking forward to the weekend. I can't help it. I know it's a football weekend, but man, these first couple days of October already reminding me about how nutso this month is and how nutso this time of the year can be. And I've been telling you that now for probably a week or so, that October is by far the busiest month of the year in sports. And some of you reply with, what about April? I actually think April is a busier month. Here's the difference with April and October, because I will say that April's the second busiest month of the year in sports. And then I teach my class in April as well, so it gets kind of nutty going back and forth to Syracuse. There may be more events in April, but you don't have football. And football changes everything. Football is so all-consuming, and so many more people follow football than follow the NBA playoffs or the Stanley Cup playoffs or even the Masters. Again, there may be more events that you could point to, more actual games, and you have two of the four major pro sports into their playoff run, their championship runs, but you don't have football, neither college nor the NFL. And the draft, as much as people tune in for the first night of the NFL draft, that's pretty much all it is. People don't really watch over the weekend, not much. So yes, the lack of football and the fact that not every major pro sport is operating at the time means April is a tick down on the crazy scale. The crazy grayscale from what we get in October. It's already causing my head to spin, but that's all right. My husband was really kind to me on Wednesday evening. He said, I listened to the first 3 hours of your show from last night, and I just don't know how you keep it all straight. He said, that's a lot of information, and I just don't know how you keep it all straight. It's really impressive. And I told him, well, that's very kind. Thank you, babe. But it's a lot of years of practice. You just have to know how to manage it. And after so many years of working at night, where we come on the air right after a lot of these games have wrapped up, and in some cases, we even have games that are still going by the time we get on the air, you just have to know how to navigate and manage. But I am always going to give the edge to dramatic moments, especially those moments of redemption, fresh blood. You know me, I'm about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. I'm about fan bases that haven't experienced joy and triumph in years. And we've got some great fan bases that are now involved in the baseball playoffs. Excited to see who emerges from the Fall Classic as world champion of the world. Who was it earlier this year, Pete, that was earning flack? Oh, it was Noah Lyles, right? For pointing to the NBA and saying, how do you call yourselves world champions?
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we're just going to go nutso with that. World Series champions of the world. Because that's what it feels like. You're on top of the world. And so, yes, we've got three advancing, one more to go. We've got baseball, but also football. Week 5. Are you kidding me? Stop it. Week 5 of the NFL season. Week 6 of the college football season. WNBA playoffs still ongoing as well. Though I did finally see some numbers from the post-Caitlin Clark playoff games. They're down, for sure. She's off playing golf. Remember, she told us she was going to be a professional golfer. She could turn into a professional golfer. And I also wanted to bring back part of her conversation on 60 Minutes. It was kind of fun to hear her in a little more of a laid back format, telling some fun stories, including one about how physical it is at the WNBA level. Apparently she suffered quite the injury earlier this season. We've got Devontae Adams and Antonio Pierce speaking out about a potential trade and the fact that Devontae is asking out of Las Vegas. Really excited about what we're getting from the Commanders these days. I know that's a team that's been connected with Devontae. I'm not really sure why, other than they've got a terrific new young quarterback, and why not surround him with great weapons? Yes, Devontae will forever be tied to Aaron Rodgers. Could that get him to New York? So interesting storylines as we head into week number 5, and it'll start with a game in the NFC South. 855-212-4227. How do you like this 3-game wild card format? I personally do not like it, and I'm okay with the winner take all. And maybe that's what game 1 is. Not literally, but it does feel that way because nearly 90% of the time, smaller sample size, only 3 years now, but nearly 90% of the time, whoever takes game 1 ends up advancing. So why not just make it game 1? Just worry about game 1 and a game between. If you want to keep the playoffs expanded, great. Just have 4 wild card games then. I think it grabs you. It forces you to pay attention right off the top and sets the tone and sets the stage for October. So good always to connect with you at A-Law Radio on our Facebook page. I went back and I answered a bunch of your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And I know some of you are asking for my latest recipes, the horseradish dip. It got your attention. I'm telling you, big hit at parties. And then you just make a vat of it. Take it to a holiday party and you have some left over. You can use it on fish, steak, sandwiches. It's even really good, believe it or not, on eggs. I'm a big fan of horseradish and sour cream. There's never a bad time for sour cream. My grandmother, maternal grandmother, used to eat sour cream out of the container. And I think I got that from her. Sometimes I eat tacos just so I can have sour cream. When I have chili, sour cream on top. So yes, horseradish and sour cream are my favorite condiments. Although I do like a great Italian vinaigrette as well. It makes eating salad that much more delightful. Don't ask me how I got on this tangent. All right, let's talk about some baseball, shall we? In San Diego, I don't know how they managed to squeeze more peeps into Petco Park, but they did. According to Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr., who was a guest on our show last night, it was a record crowd. Largest audience, largest fan, number of fans. That sounded awkward. Largest group of peeps ever in the park to watch a game. And Tony Gwynn had told us on last night's show about the special relationship between the Padres and the fan base. That San Diego used to be a Chargers town. And when the Chargers departed unceremoniously, leaving the Padres as the only team San Diego can call its own, that bond was strengthened, and now the city and the fans not only lean on and rely on the Padres even more, but they've essentially transferred all of their loyalty, all of their faith, all of their hopes and dreams into the Padres. And I would say this year, especially since the All-Star break, when the Padres have the best record from that point on, they are worthy of your love and devotion, San Diego.
1-2 pitch is hit in the air to deep left field. Laureano is back. He is at the wall. Oh, my goodness. It's going to go. Kyle Higashioka takes it out for the second consecutive night and a 1-1 game here in the second inning. Freed, big breath. He delivers. Machado swings, lines it into left field. That's a fair ball. Going to bounce and roll all the way to the wall. Arise and Tatis have scored. Profar will be held. Manny into second with a 2-run double. And the Padres in front. It's 3-1.
Manny got his moment. He did. He got his moment. He had, well, he struck out at the end. Maybe he was the second out. So in the first inning, the bases were loaded with nobody out against Max Fried. And the Padres did not take advantage of it. So, and Manny Machado struck out in one of those opportunities. So then he comes up again with the bases loaded in the second inning, which should indicate to you what type of trouble Max Fried was in early on. And he's able to slap a two-run double. And that was humongous. The crowd, I think, as much as it was fired up, record number of people, kind of tempered by what had happened in the first inning and how the Braves were able to squeeze out of that tight jam. But Kyle Higashioka had a solo home run again, this time early in the game. And that sparked this rally against Fried. And it happened with two outs. So this time, making the most of every opportunity.
Here's the pitch on the way. Merrill swings, sends it in the air to deep center field on a line. Harris is back at the wall. It hits up against the base of the wall. Hops back into play. Both runs will score. Merrill's on his way to third. A two-run triple.
This place is absolutely lit right now. Six consecutive two-out hits, back-to-back extra base hits. Jackson Merrill with a triple. He brings in two runs. It's now a 5-1 ball game.
Once again, Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. on the Padres radio network. So after striking out with the bases loaded in the first, Machado comes up. He's able to get the two-run double. And then Jackson Merrill, who is potentially the NL Rookie of the Year, hit his own two-run triple. The sellout crowd, are you ready? 47,705 people. The largest in Petco Park history. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I love when we have some of the young guys grab hold of the opportunities and make the stage their own. I know Shohei Ohtani's not young necessarily. I am, of course, looking forward to seeing him in October. But how about Jackson Merrill? How about Jackson Churio? I guess they call him Jackie most of the time. Jackie Merrill and Jackson Churio. Two young guys. And they've already had moments to remember. And we're so early in October. Atlanta able to get a two-run blast from Michael Harris in the eighth inning to bring the Braves within one, meaning as they were headed to the ninth, of course, one home run, and the game is tied.
47,705 on their feet. D'Arnaud swings at the first pitch, pops it up, foul ground, first base. Up the line, Higashioka makes the catch, tumbles over Solano. He held on, the game is over, and it's on to Los Angeles. The Padres have swept the Atlanta Braves in the wild card series, and they will play game one of the NLDS at Dodger Stadium on Saturday night.
As that final out is getting recorded, what do you hear from the crowd? The 47,705. Beat LA! Beat LA! Beat LA! Oh, well, be careful what you wish for. Although I love the fact that these Padres are not intimidated by the Dodgers, and they certainly have the edge in pitching on paper. Now, Joe Musgrove did leave early in this one. We don't know what his status will be moving forward. Had some type of injuries. Fried was gone after the second inning just simply because the Padres hit him hard, but also he got smacked with a ball off the bat of Fernando Tatis. So there's maybe that question mark with the Padres, but they had by far the significant edge over the Dodgers in their regular season matchups. Remember, they played toward the end of the year. I think it was the second to last series, and it was possible the Padres could have reeled them in for the NL West Division title. Instead, Dodgers hang on. But had they finished tied, the Padres had the tiebreak by virtue of At the time, it was 8-3, 8-4, their record against the Dodgers head-to-head this season. And in their most recent playoff matchup, it was the Padres over the Big Bad Dodgers in 22, also a division series. You may remember that was the year the Dodgers won 111 games. And I swear they clinched the NL West title in the middle of August. They just weren't pushed in any way. It's been different in 2024, but the hitting can't always mask the lack of solid starting pitching. And the Dodgers have struggled with essentially a revolving door at rotation all year long. We know Ohtani will not pitch, at least not in the division series. He's not going to pitch in the division series. And I don't know how that would go. But it's going to be day by day, inning by inning for Dave Roberts and the Dodgers. Meanwhile, San Diego's in a much better spot when it comes to their pitching, and their hitting is hot. And man, those crowds will be terrific at both Dodger Stadium and Petco Park. Really looking forward to that series, but we've got some other ones on tap as well. We'll get the reaction from Brian Snitker to the end of this Atlanta run. Plagued by so many injuries, it's impressive that they even made it into the postseason. He's already talking about 2025. Meanwhile, the Padres advance. They stay hot and would love to win their first World Series in honor of, was it their owner that passed away? And not just that, but do it by casting the Dodgers' side on their way. At A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the way. Merrill swings, sends it in the air to deep center field on a line. Harris is back at the wall and hits up against.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The base of the wall, pops back into play, both runs will score, Merrill's on his way to third, a two-run triple!
This place is absolutely lit right now. Six consecutive two-out hits, back-to-back extra base hits. Jackson Merrill with a triple. He brings in two runs. It's now a 5-1 ball game.
I think I was watching it a little too much. I probably should have ran a little harder out of the box. But no, it was tough AB. You know, Max is unreal, and he's a really good pitcher. Been a good pitcher for a while. And, you know, he threw some good pitches to me, but he left that one over the plate, and I just didn't want to miss it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Jackson Merrill could potentially be the Rookie of the Year, but now he's got bigger plans, bigger challenges on his plate. Jesse Agler with the call, along with Tony Gwynn Jr. on the Padres radio network as they make quick work of the Braves. At least we saw Atlanta fight back a little bit, but this was a team that had been decimated by injuries. So impressive that the Braves even made it this far. For Brian Snitker, already looking ahead to 2025, but still want to take a minute to remember how hard this team fought.
Just the tenacity, the drive, the consistency, the work ethic, how they never, you know, everything that these guys went through, nobody was ever woes me. They weren't griping about anything. They just kept playing. They kept playing. They kept working. The energy never waned. Their attitudes never waned. It was, you know, I just talked to them too. I'm about as proud of a team as I've ever had, quite honestly, with how they handled everything. I wish spring training started tomorrow, quite honestly. I just told the guys that. I can't wait to get to camp and hopefully have our guys whole again. And I'm going to be excited to get there probably more than I ever have been next year.
I like to hear that from Brian Snitker. And definitely when it comes to the Braves, the last few years have been marked by a couple of serious injuries each time where they've lost significant pieces and ultimately not able to make up for those. So I don't know if we're in the same stratosphere as the 90s Braves, where they had Hall of Famers and all those opportunities and only, I say only, with my air quotations, there are a lot of franchises out there that would take the only, only end up winning one World Series. Was it 95 that the Braves won the World Series? This team has had great potential. They've had several seasons in which they've had over 100 wins. They've won division titles. Not this year, of course. That belonged to the Phillies. And I wonder whether or not this is a team that will have this incredible stretch with some future Hall of Famers, some great players, but will it only be that 19 World Series that they come away with in the stretch? Again, the only is relative, right? Because there are teams out there that would take an only in a heartbeat and would love to be as relevant as the Braves have been over the last 5-6 years. The Dodgers in that same position. Can they capitalize on their opportunities, or do they run into a red hot team in the Padres or the Phillies or whoever else comes out of the National League, Mets or Brewers? Do they turn into another one of those teams where they only capitalize the one time in 2020? And you can be a victim of your success too, because the expectations get ratcheted up. Think about the Yankees, who will, of course, be hosting Royals in the division series. The Yankees, because of their storied history, they have expectations every single year that's championship or bust. Not realistic necessarily, though they spend a lot of money, and so that makes people point to them about, hey, they're wasting money or they're not capitalizing on the money that they've spent. But they actually haven't won a World Series since 2009. And so I don't expect anyone to feel sorry for the big bad Yankees or the Dodgers or some of the other teams that spend a lot of money. But yeah, you've got some teams in this, well, the bracket so far, we'll start to see it dwindle down, that haven't tasted success. And that means this particular lineup, right? These rosters haven't tasted success. Now, in the case of, say, the Royals and Tigers, you're talking about a bunch of players that are into the postseason for the first time in their careers. And that's always a lot of fun, too. That's a completely different animal. It helps them when you have leadership or a couple of veterans. But in the case of the Tigers, to have AJ Hinch, who's been there, done that with the Astros, that's huge. So yeah, different flavor of the teams that are left. They don't all come from a place of enormous success. Some come from a place where it's been a while, and those are a lot of fun to root for. Or in the case of franchises that have never won a World Series, like the Padres, it's going to be really cool to see them move forward just because they've been so consistent now going back to the All-Star break.
By the way, I'm going to correct myself for information I gave you. 2021 the Braves won, not 2019. I get that mixed up with the other division rival, the Nationals.
Oh, that's right. The Nationals right before baseball shut down. You're right about that.
Right.
In 2020, they shut down in spring training, and then the Dodgers won later that year. Yeah. And so it was Dodgers and then Braves, and then Freddie Freeman bolted to
Correct.
L.A.
Yes.
I appreciate you taking credit for that. Well, I don't really think about that. Sometimes it could take me an easily a half hour to go back and name the last five teams to win the World Series. The information just all gets jumbled together in my brain.
Well, when they're NL East rivals, I incorporate them all together. So that's where I get mixed up.
Pete, speaking as a Mets fan.
Correct. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, just I just want to make sure we clarify that we, when he says we, not speaking for me, because I am not a New York sports fan.
And I never say we in reference to a team. That was the first in like a while where I've said that.
I never, except for today.
Correct.
I am surrounded by New York sports fans. A lot of times it makes me want to vomit, but this is where our headquarters are located. And unfortunately, I think that there is this idea that here at our network, because we're in New York, that must mean that we're New Yorkers or that we all root for New York teams. And that is not the case. Back to San Diego, Mike Schilt has got his guys into the division series.
Good series, you know, short and sweet. Obviously feel good about it. We piggybacked off of King's seven innings yesterday was really big, you know, because it set us up for today with our bullpen. And, you know, fortunately, we had the lead. Of course, Joe, even in the fourth, was, you know, a challenge. You know, but you know, winners find solutions, and the bullpen was rested and, you know, did their part to bring it home. So, very satisfying win, and we're looking forward to moving forward to LA.
Oh yes, well, the Dodgers-Padres series is going to be terrific because there's no love lost there between the two fan bases. Obviously, they're very close together, and the two stadiums will be nutso. Really excited about it. They've played a bunch in the regular season. Padres had the edge. This will be the first time for Jackson Merrill and these two teams meet in the postseason.
It's going to be unreal. I know it. I know it's going to be loud. It's going to be energetic. You know. It'll be cool kind of playing in an away stadium for the first time in the playoffs. You know, I think it'll take a second to kind of take it in, just like I had to take it in here. But, you know, we're going to play our game. We're going to play our Padres baseball. We're going to go at them. So, you know, I just want our guys to be ready and trust in each other.
It's kind of interesting to think about Jackson Merrill as a rookie who will experience everything on this playoff stage for the first time, and then to put him in the same category as Ohtani, who is also in the playoffs for the first time. I love that. I love that we've not seen Shohei Ohtani on the postseason stage until now. This is what he wanted. It's why he chose the Dodgers, that and $700 million. Though there may have been offers out there that were worth more, but he really wanted to be able to play in October, and we finally get that. So I'm excited. Hoping that we get some posts from Manny Machado because I love his energy. I just love his leadership and his grit, too. And he came through with a huge Manny moment. Manny. He came through with a Manny moment. And that was a big stamp on Game 2 against the Braves. All right, at A-Law Radio, our Facebook page as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update and another Manny moment.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
And I thank you, Amy. This flash is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. Postseason baseball rolls on. The Padres survive a late push by the Braves. They win 5-4, but eyes turn to Padres starter Joe Musgrove. He was removed from the game in the top of the fourth inning with what the team is calling right elbow tightness. Padres manager Mike Schilt spoke about what his righty felt.
I'd be irresponsible to get too deep into this. He said he's going to do everything he can, which, you know, put nothing past Joe Musgrove to be able to come back. But something just didn't feel right in his elbow. Structurally, they feel like, you know, he's okay. But, you know, we'll get more evaluation as we go.
Do they think it's the same ailment as earlier? I know it's the same.
It's in the same area, but, you know, I haven't got the diagnosis yet.
With the win, the Padres travel to L.A. to take on the Dodgers in the NLDS. In Houston, Andy Ibañez's bases-clearing double shocks the crowd at Minute Maid Park. The Tigers beat the Astros 5-2. The Astros had made the ALCS in seven straight years, and that streak started with A.J. Hinch at the helm. Now the leader of the pack with the Tigers, he was asked if this win means a little more since it came against the team he used to manage.
I mean, I think this is about the Tigers. You know, I think this is a young group, celebrating in our clubhouse, you know, in what was an incredible series for us and you know, a microcosm of our season. I mean, we've come from behind, we have fought, we have played 27 outs, like all the things that a manager can be proud of, you know, our team exemplifies.
Hinch was fired by the Astros in 2020 for his role in the sign-stealing scandal. More postseason finals. The Royals best the Orioles 2-1, finishing the sweep. The Brewers come back and beat the Mets 5-3 to force a winner-take-all Game 3 tonight at 7:08 Eastern. To the NBA, the Knicks and the Timberwolves, they make the trade official. Karl-Anthony Towns has been sent to New York. Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo head to Minnesota in what turns out to be an 8-player deal, which also includes the Charlotte Hornets. I'm Annie Rodriguez.
Hey, like us on Facebook. Our handle is INF Sportsnet. That's INF Sportsnet for our Facebook page. This is the Infinity Sports Network.
This game in the bottom of the first.
One and one on Jackson Churio. Homered in the first. The pitch. Fly ball. Right field. It is deep. It is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hey, he's 20 years old. Kind of like a Jackson Merrill taking it all in for the first time, and the stage not too big for him. Jackson Churio of the Brewers, home runs in the first and the eighth innings against the Mets and helping Milwaukee to force a game three in that wild card series. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you check out our show Twix at Amy After Hours, we're putting up a spot where you can weigh in about the three-game format in baseball's wild card round. I'm not a fan. I think it's wasted space. I understand why baseball does it, because this is when they make their money, is with postseason TV broadcasts. But I prefer the one and done, grab you, just shuck you right in to the playoffs. And ultimately, it feels like Game one of the three-game series is actually the winner-take-all game. It tends to kind of tail off in terms of drama after that, because the game one winner goes on 90% of the time in these three-game series. So I say just reduce it to that game one and let's call it even. 855-212-4227. Again, on our show Twix at Amy After Hours. I'll put a spot up on our Facebook page as well. So the Brewers and the Mets have been pretty lively in terms of the lead changes, going back and forth, back and forth. The Mets had a lead, and then the Brewers had to turn around and come right back. So each of these teams scoring a run in the first inning, then the Mets put two more on the board in the second inning, which meant that the Brewers had to find a way to rally. And so Jackson Churio in the bottom of the eighth, he ties the game with his second home run. So we're sitting on 3-3, and more work to do for the Mets to get out of this inning.
Garrett Mitchell coming to the plate. Came on as a pinch runner for Gary Sanchez in the sixth, was caught stealing. He's the DH. He hits against Phil Maton for the first time ever. Adames, the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up and it's gone! Off the top of the wall and out of here!
Wow, what a raucous atmosphere at American Family Field. Terrific for these Brewers, and better late than never. Man, they needed it. They needed it badly. And so you get the Jackson Churio home run, and then it's Garrett Mitchell, who's able to capitalize, hit a two-run shot of his own. The Brewers grab the lead, and then have to hang on for dear life.
40,000 have not taken a seat since Churio's homer. 2-2 pitch. Lined out towards left center. Churio is there. Game three is on the way tomorrow. From off the mat, the Brewers scored three times in the bottom of the eighth inning. Churio tied it. Garrett Mitchell with the decisive two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. And game three is coming to Milwaukee tomorrow night.
That's right. Let's go. We need a game three. But the Mets and the Brewers will have the stage, the baseball stage, the October stage, all to themselves. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, Jackson Churio, able to bring a lot of excitement, energy, and it's that youth, right? But also the ability to not be fazed by this stage, to come up in critical situations and twice hit home runs that tied the game.
Kid's incredible, you know. There's really not too much to say about it, you know. It's must-see TV every time he comes up to bat, you know, and he's capable of doing that every time.
When you hit a homer in the postseason, that changed the whole energy in the clubhouse, I mean, in the dugout. And you saw it today. I mean, Churio, unbelievable. Yeah. First inning, we were down 1-0. First at bat, boom, homer. I changed the momentum right away, and he was is unbelievable, man. That guy's crazy.
That guy's crazy. This is his teammates talking. Devin Williams, who got the save, and then Willie Adames. And there was a lot being made on the Brewers broadcast. I was listening actually to the both Brewers and the Mets going back and forth. Both of them talking about how this could be the last game for Adames in a Brewers uniform, but we'll have at least one more. So here's the dirty deets on Jackson Churio, second player in baseball history hit a pair of game-tying home runs in the same playoff game. So both of his home runs at 20 years old bring the Brewers back to even against the Mets and give them the opportunity to force a game three. Do you want to know who the other person was? Going back to 1928, oh, we all remember. It was Babe Ruth in game four of the 1928 World Series.
You saw what our team's about, what they've been about all year. You know, everybody, a lot of contributors, a lot of guys gave us what they had, and they didn't quit.
Pat Murphy has got his team into a battle against the Mets. Still in Milwaukee, which is nice. You get that crowd behind you. 6 o'clock Eastern time. I'm sorry, I made that up. 6 o'clock local time, 7 Eastern. And that will be the final game of the wild card round. The winner moves on to play Philadelphia. So we could end up with three divisional battles once we get to that divisional series. Oh, I don't think that's why they named it that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. As for the Mets, Carlos Mendoza, people looking at some of his moves and wondering if he'd made some mistakes. So that's always how it is in the baseball postseason. The hindsight appears to be 20-20. But I don't know that you can blame the manager for the fact that the Mets did not score after the second inning. They left 9 guys on base and go 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position.
We just didn't get the big hit today. But overall, I thought we played really well. I thought Manaea did a really good job controlling the running game today. Alvarez threw a guy out, so just they got us there.
As for the big bats, it's great if you can get those to come through in the clutch moments. And Pete Alonso wants to get paid. Rightfully so. There's been a lot of talk around New York about what he's worth to the Mets and if he'll stay with the Mets. Well, he was 1-for-4 in this game, but he was 0-for-2 with guys in scoring position.
Feel good. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm taking pretty decent at bats. Yeah, I feel really consistent. Just need to keep swinging and good things will happen. Keep swinging at good pitches and good things will happen.
The Mets and the Braves had to battle an extra day in the regular season just to get to the playoffs. And of course, the Mets had the Brewers on the ropes there for a bit. Milwaukee fighting back, so credit them. Otherwise, we're without a game three in the wild card round, so I'm looking forward to it. We've also got week five of the NFL kicking off on Thursday night, so we'll get kind of a double dip, work out the remote thumb, if you will. Straight ahead, we'll talk to Kyle Glazer of MLB.com from SoCal. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.